Next application is case number 11-527, the application of Deborah L. Hickman, site south of Route 26, Vine Creek Road, approximately 2,800 feet east of Route 382 Armory Road, with a 911 address of 30050 Vine Creek Road, Dagsboro, with a tax map ID of District 233 and Map 11, Parcel 175, requesting a variance from the lot width requirement for a parcel. They're requesting a 30.51-foot variance from the required 150-foot lot width requirement for Lot 2. Proposed, requesting a 30.5-foot variance from the required 150-foot lot width requirement for Lot 1. Proposed, it's a proposed two-lot subdivision of this application. General, we have received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application. I looked through the database and found no close variance requests that have been considered on this application, in this general order.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Deborah Lynn Hickman, 43945 Mustang Road in Dagsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you going to be sworn in as well?
I can be.
Come on up.
I'm the other half. I'm Dwayne Marvel. Currently, I'm at 12 Avondale in Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Don't have much to say, just looking for a variance to a driveway to put a new house in.
Good morning.
That would be me. It just was one big lot that we just subdivided down.
I'm sorry?
It was a 3-acre lot that we subdivided to an acre and a half and an acre and a half.
Oh, okay.
You haven't already subdivided it?
We've had it surveyed, yes.
Surveyed, but not subdivided.
Well, I guess it has to wait for everything
approval.
To go through, and then we can record it it goes.
It's submitted for DLDOT review and proposed to be reviewed by DLDOT once they get consideration by the board.
All right.
DLDOT's granted your entrance location.
There was a driveway there years ago when my grandmother lived there. Yeah. It's just probably going to be down a little further because where it's located now.
They're proposing to have an existing driveway next to the Hammond property, formerly of Annette Hammond. They have an existing 10-foot driveway. What was submitted to DLDOT shows an existing 20-foot unimproved entrance, and is to be a proposed combined entrance. The two lots will be shared use the same entrance.
It's all family. Annette Hammond is her mother.
All right. Let's see if there's any. Mr. Workman, do you have any questions?
So you're really just asking a question for the 150-foot variance for both sides.
Yeah.
Because it's a public road, they would be required 150-foot of lot width.
Uh-huh.
And since they didn't have the required width of 300 to be able to subdivide, they had to apply for variances for the, basically split it down the center. It's only 1/100 of a difference in the two lots.
Okay. No, I have no questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Yes. Deborah Hickman?
Yes.
Yes. You signed the application, and you also signed a piece of paper that looks like this.
Could be. I'm not sure.
But more than likely you did.
Okay.
And what that piece of paper says is that you understand that you need, in order to get a variance granted, you need to convince the board that you meet the standards for granting a variance.
Okay.
And they're listed. And so you need to address those standards and convince us that you meet those standards in order for us to grant the variance.
That's the paper that she took. Yeah. That's the paper I think we give to Oakwood Homes, and I guess they never give it back to me. I think they were going to come up and talk to someone, but I don't know if they officially did that yet or not.
Well, if you'd like, I believe there should be copies of the form on the back table there.
Okay.
It has listed all of those standards.
Okay.
And I know this board is often open to allowing applicants some time to look at it and kind of come up with answers to those questions so that
okay.
you can present them to the board.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if the board would entertain perhaps putting this back later in the agenda so the applicant have time to look at that.
Okay.
But we do keep those back there for applicants. That goes for anybody else in the room that wants a chance to look at it. We have them back there.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And there are five standards. You have to convince us that you meet those standards. Sometimes that can be difficult, so I'll suggest you be creative if you can't think otherwise.
Okay. Ultimately, I'll do my best.
Ultimately, this board can only make decisions based on what's in the record, and that includes things like the survey here, but also the testimony that you provide. So it's important that you provide substantial evidence supporting how you meet those five standards. So that if the board was going to approve it, we have evidence to support that.
Okay. Okay, all right. Check them out.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we, I want to say table.
Say, move this to the end move, of yes. The public hearing agenda.
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we move case number 11,527 to the end of the agenda for the purpose of filling out that.
Okay.
And all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, you can get
thank
that.
Thank you.